tired of the critics getting it wrong.
What is a professional critic?
Just know, we are here
to give you honest opinions.
Not paid ones.
Couple of critics.
Cass and Bell host.
Podcasts and reviews.
Movies and shows.
Products and events.
Out today.
We are a couple of critics.
Hey, what's going on? It's your man Cass.
And Bell.
And we are a couple of critics. Okay, you know, we've been better at that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Are.
But first of all, we got to always thank you for following a couple
thank
of
you,
critics,
everyone.
Reviews on Instagram. Thank you for going to the website, listening to our podcast. Shout out to Becca for her reviews.
Yes, thank you, Becca.
And her podcast soon. We're going to be doing a collab soon.
Mm-hmm.
But this podcast is about we're doing a movie review. We haven't done that in
a
while.
Yeah, we haven't done that in a while.
So we're doing a movie review. So recently we saw...
Deadpool
and Wolverine.
And Wolverine.
You want to start this off?
No, you go ahead.
Okay. So.
That was very quick. Like, okay.
Well, that wasn't even an afterthought.
Like, no, babe, you go. Wow.
I was one of those things where I was supposed to say, jeez. You go. You go. Nah, baby, you go.
No, you go.
Okay, I'll go. Is it like an old school Cosby Show episode where they were it was like they were in a dance thing and him was like, you go, nah, you go. Then the guy went, he's like, nah, man, you were supposed to come back and tell me that I go.
I don't know. I didn't watch Cosby that much, so I don't know. I probably watched 2 episodes or so. I don't even know.
Are you even black? Anyway.
I don't take the card.
So you know what? The card is gone. Anyway, so we're talking about Deadpool Wolverine. Now, if you don't know the Deadpool series, it started off with Ryan Reynolds. At Fox, at 20th Century Fox, and they did Deadpool 1 and 2. Both of them were very good movies. Very good movies. Excellent. Ryan Reynolds is probably one of the only people in the world that role was built for him.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other person in the world that could do that role. So it's just so perfect. The writing's great. It's funny. Great. So... recently in the last few years, Disney bought Fox. So they got the rights to Deadpool and all of the X-Men and things like that through that deal. So for a while, there was rumors that they were going to do another Deadpool. But at that time, you know, they didn't have mutants. It was always the first phase, the second phase and stuff like that with the regular characters, stuff like that. So they've been working on trying to integrate
the new school,
like, you know, X-Men and mutants and stuff into this right now. So they introduced the multiverse, right? Which made sense for them to try to introduce it. And slowly they've been, you know, creeping. Different movies have been, giving little hints. You know, Doctor Strange, where they went to the other planet. They saw Dr. Xavier and other things. You know, they've been hitting to the X-Men and all other characters. So now Deadpool... has been something. Wolverine has been something that Ryan Reynolds has been bothering
Jack
Human.
Yes.
Yeah. For a long time to do, and he's like, I'm never doing Wolverine again. Blah, blah blah. So finally, they announced that they're doing it. It was a great thing. Now I have to say, before we get into details and spoilers, like if you didn't see the movie, don't listen to us. Stop it right now. And go see the movie. Don't not listen to us because we will spoil it for you. Yeah. So I'm just giving you a second to leave. Okay. So this movie is everything you thought it was going to be and more. This movie, to me, has saved Marvel from the dry spell it was in. The only highlight in recent times of this has been Loki, right? And other than that, I mean, it hasn't really been really good for Marvel. The shows have not been really good. The last few movies were a little floppy-ish. But this one, to me, definitely has brought more attention to Marvel. This movie has definitely brought all the elements together of 20th Century Fox movies and you know, the current timeline, the sacred timeline, as they call it, Loki, what happened there. It brought everything together
And to me, this movie is a great kickoff to the next level of things when it comes to Marvel. If Marvel was smart, they will use this, and I think they are, as a starting point again to re-energize the fan base and move forward.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you. I mean, Ryan Reynolds, I know you gave, you know, a history on you know, the multiverse and, mm-hmm. and everything. So just a quick thing. I mean, Ryan Reynolds, you know, he's just let you know, he's been trying to get someone to green light this movie since 2005. Mm. So this is something that he's, you know, been part of, trying to get it on screen, you know, where he's been pushed off for years and years until, you know,
it was some skit he did on YouTube.
Right.
So said, oh wait, we should go.
So it's something, and he also put his money behind this too. Mm-hmm. So this is like, you know, he also helped co-wrote, you know, the scripts, you know, so for Deadpool, you know, from beginning to now. So this is something that's like, I guess his baby, you know, and getting, you know, Hugh Jackman on it, was huge. Cause we all know, I don't know if you all know, but Hugh Jackman is going through some personal stuff right now. They did make a little mention of it, you know, like, oh, he's been, ripping, going through, after a divorce and stuff. So if you are a fan of him, you do know that he's, the wife did file for divorce. And so, you know, yeah, so that's all going on. I don't know if they're, you know, working it out because they've been together for so long.
Maybe nobody cares.
We want to hear about much older than him.
But we want to hear Deadpool.
So I just hope they stay together. Oh, okay, but
nobody
anyways.
Nobody cares, Ma. Baby, let's go to Deadpool.
So anyway, so yeah, I mean, you know, just to give that little, you know, backstory. Anybody wanted to know that. And that's just for others.
Why are you still talking about it, my love? Nobody cares. They want to hear about Deadpool Wolverine.
No, you don't care. Okay. All right, fine.
Nobody cares about
fine.
His
nobody
personal.
Care about love. Love. I mean, we have divorce, not an option.
Exactly.
Don't divorce. Talk, stay
we,
together.
We talk on that podcast, but let me talk, okay?
All right, you go.
So pretty much the it started off with him trying to save his universe because apparently Logan is in his universe. Like, if you saw Logan, it was old man Wolverine dying. He died at the end of the movie. All right. So apparently that is the same universe that Deadpool's in. So a Paradox, a guy that is with the TVA, the Time Variance Authority, is trying to destroy their universe because he said in each universe there is an anchor person. And when that anchor person dies, the universe slowly dies.
It slowly dies. And he
but
just
he
wants
wanted to speed it up.
Yep.
For him, his career. And he wanted to control the TVA. Yep. So he was made a device that he can kill it quick to show them this is how it should be done. So he pulls Deadpool out of his timeline to say, hey, you could join the sacred timeline because apparently Deadpool tried to join the Avengers in the years ago when he had the thing from Cable and they rejected him. They showed that in the movie. So he just was like not doing that for 6 years and just, you know, work a regular job. All
car
that stuff.
Salesman.
And stuff like that. So, but he pulled him out this time. I said, you could join the sacred timeline because we're going to destroy yours. Deadpool's like, nah, why is my, you know, no, you know, that's cool. I'll be Marvel Jesus and save everybody and stuff. He's like, oh, no, I'm just pulling you out because the higher ups think you're about.
Special.
You're special. And he's like, well, OK, cool. Well, you know, but then he finds out they want to destroy his timeline. And the reason why is because there's no Logan.
Yeah.
So he says, I'm going to go find a Logan, a Wolverine, to bring to my timeline, to be in my timeline and save it. So he goes to all these different realities, the universes with all these different versions of Wolverine. Old man Wolverine, Apocalypse Wolverine, Patch Eye Wolverine, even the Wolverine version, the Calvary with what's his name for Superman?
Superman.
You know what I'm saying? They even made a remark like, "Oh my God, yes." He was like, "Yes, yes, we'll treat you way better than them over there."
Yeah.
Referring to how they dumped him over as Superman. So at the end of the day, it was very entertaining. It was definitely good. That cameo was a great cameo, and it was great. And then eventually what happened was he brought the Logan from a universe that pretty much all the X-Men died and this Wolverine went crazy and killed everybody and everybody hated the Wolverine and the X-Men and hated him. So he was depressed, a drunk. He brought him back to the TVA. They're like, this is the worst Wolverine.
The worst Wolverine.
All of them. And then they abandoned them to the zone. I forgot the name of it. The zone that that was in Loki, where they said the TVA sends all the people. So they send them there. While they're there, they encounter a lot of people that are surprised. Now, the first big surprise now was Captain America, right? So, but it was cool because they were fighting Logan, Wolverine and Deadpool, and Chris, what's his name, says, "Hey guys, stop!" So he jumps, does a superhero. Everybody thought because he's wearing like it looked like he was Captain America, right?
So
he comes, everybody's like, "Oh shit, Captain America!"
Chris Evans,
yeah. Oh my God, it's Captain America! Everybody's like, because we haven't seen Captain America since Endgame, and there's still a question about where is Captain America?
Where is he?
Like we still don't know where he's at. Like he went through time. He did his thing, got old, but nobody knows where Captain America is. We don't know what happened. So it's still a big question in the MCU of what happened to Captain America, what happened to him when he returned all the stones, and what happened to him after he gave the shield to the Falcon. And we don't know what happened to him. You know what I'm saying? So he's still out there somewhere nobody knows. So when we saw him, we thought, oh my God, yay, blah, blah, blah. Maybe that explained where he's in. What happened? So he's about to say the words, right? And Deadpool's like, oh my God, he's gonna say the words. He's like, flame on. And then he flames out. So now if you don't know what that is, Chris Evans played Tommy the human torch in the old 20th Century Fox Fantastic Four. So that was a huge surprise because nobody was expecting that. Yeah. That was, to me, so perfectly done that it was like genius.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For him to play Johnny Storm, you know what I'm saying? Rather than, playing Captain America.
Yep.
So it was great. That was definitely the first part that was great, my love. So what do you thought about that part?
No, I agree. That was really a surprise, especially when they're fighting and he's like, well, Captain America, come save us. And he's like shooting up in the sky and he's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, everybody's like, what the? Everybody in the movie is like,
what
the fuck?
Like, Fantastic Four.
Yeah, like because you almost forgot that he played Johnny Storm in the Fantastic Four movies.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Before, he was Captain America.
And you're like,
so at first you're like,
yeah,
and then you're like, oh,
it,
yeah.
It.
So it was really a great way to bring in
Chris Evans.
Chris Evans. And he's not Captain America. Now, we still have that mystery of Captain America. But to bring him in and do that version ties it into the multiverse and things like that, So that was a great thing. So after that, they go to this little fortress, which is a dead Ant-Man. Which is a dead giant Ant-Man. And he was like, the joke was, oh, RuPaul finally aged. Because he never ages. Yeah. So that was a funny joke. And then the villain, the protagonist is, I forgot her name. Whatever her name is. She is Professor X's.
She's Professor X twin.
If you don't know her backstory, she, Professor X tried to kill her in the womb. Because of their mental stuff.
It's Emma Corrin.
Corrin that played her, but I forgot the name of the character.
Cassandra Nova,
yes. And the TVA put her into the void when she was a young kid, where she, quote, unquote, rules. She was around a lot of X-Men and people from the 20th Century Fox. And pretty much Deadpool gets Johnny killed. She pulls off his flesh, you know, and drops him, says he said all these things.
Yeah.
And,
oh, he didn't say that.
And then he pulled and killed him. So after that, Goliath, which is the person that the thing in the TVA and the void that is killing people, you know, comes and they escape. And then they meet another another version of Deadpool.
A good looking Deadpool, the good one, or whatever.
And they meet Dogpool, which he falls in love with, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? Which I think that the way Dogpool look in the movies looks like in the comics, an ugly dog.
Uh-huh.
And it was perfect. This dog was perfect for that part. And it was hilarious. And then, you know, moving fast forward, you know what I'm saying? So then comes the other big cameos in this movie, right? So, of course, they fight. They're fighting Deadpool. They talk. They argue about some stuff. Like, I'm not getting all details and all that stuff. I'm just telling you the highlights of the movie. So then they go and they get brought to
right?
And you see a lot of different elements of a lot of different Marvel movies. You see, like, Wanda's statue from the Doctor Strange, that statue of Wanda with that in the temple. You see a lot of different things. The water thing from Moonlight. You see a lot of different things. And then all of a sudden, who comes walking in? The first person, Elektra.
Elektra movie.
What's her name? That played Elektra, right? That was great. Then probably the biggest surprise and the biggest cameo of the whole movie, I'm going to be honest, I think this is the biggest one, is, you want to say it?
Yeah. Blade. Who else?
And who's playing Blade?
Wesley Snipes.
Oh, my God.
that was crazy cameo. Jennifer Garner is Elektra.
Yeah, Jennifer Garner. You know what I'm saying? But that was a
great... She hasn't played movies in a long time. But anyway.
And that was a great cameo, you know, because, you know, that was a surprise.
That was a big surprise.
You know, nobody really knew that was coming. Mm. There was rumors, but Wesley Snipes was like, oh, no, I'm not... You know what I'm saying? But, like, they kept the secret well. That was a great thing. Because if you don't know the history of Blade and Ryan Reynolds, you know, like, they had problems.
They had problems in Blade. Yeah. And they fought.
There was some behind-scenes stuff. They didn't really like each other. And even Deadpool said...
Fell in love with the woman that... Snipes was protecting during the time Blade. So what?
Yeah, it was a whole bunch of stuff. So, and they even referenced it, you know, Deadpool was like, you know, Blade comes in, I don't like you. He's like, yeah, I thought you didn't. I thought you didn't like me too. You know, reference on their feud and stuff like that. So that was definitely it. Then another big shocker, the next character to come in is Channing Tatum. I don't even say names right.
Yeah.
As the Gambit. Mm-hmm. Now, if you don't know the history of him with Gambit, he's been trying for years to play Gambit. Like, literally, there have been so many projects tied to him. A solo movie, guest appearances in the X-Men, all this, and they never happened, right? And he comes in playing the Gambit, and I mean, Deadpool roasts him. He's like, yo, I don't know what you're saying. He's like, you know, you really want to be relevant, right? Is it that you've been just trying to do this for? I mean, he really roasted him as Deadpool, but referenced like him trying to play the character for years, and his speech was messed up. It was hilarious, but it was so good.
It was well written.
And then the next one was the girl from the Logan movie, X-23. She was older, of course, and she was in the void. So the void, that's what they call it. See, I knew it. It was in my head.
Yeah.
So after that, they team up. They go to battle her. To make a long story short, it was a great fight scene.
It was.
You know, you saw a Blade fight. You saw the Gambit fight.
You saw Electra fight. You just saw all of them.
It was
fighting.
Definitely good. I think they did them justice.
Mm-hmm.
I think they really did them well. There was a funny part with Blade, though, because he was firing on the thing. He said something, and he was like, I'm the only Blade. And then Deadpool looked into the camera. Which, if y'all don't know, that's referencing the new Blade movie that they've been trying to direct.
Yep.
And it just hasn't gotten off the ground. So now people are saying, yo, just put Wesley Snipes back in and call him
exactly.
Dad, because this ain't working with this guy. But anyway, so that was a funny reference. So, you know, they leave and they go. They fight the lady. Like I said, I'm not trying to...
Nova.
Detail. You know, they fight her and she helps them to get back to their timeline, right? So while there... what's funny is that they did reference the Deadpool core. Now, if you don't know the comics, the Deadpool core is just pretty much a whole bunch of different Deadpools from different timelines mm-hmm. that got together. In the comics, they're really stupid. Mm-hmm. Like Deadpool himself is the main one, but the rest of them are really stupid. Mm-hmm. Like, they're really dumb. Mm-hmm. But they're phenomenal fighters. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So the lady Cassandra, she comes and she's whatever, and Wolverine and Deadpool have to fight the whole Deadpool core. You have Lady Deadpool, you have Kid Deadpool,
Baby Deadpool,
Baby Deadpool, Kid Deadpool, the Asian Deadpool. You have all the different versions of Deadpool, which is great. The fight scene is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. It's to Madonna's
song like
a child or whatever mm-hmm. that song is. It's phenomenal. The fight scene is great. You know, it's funny. It's interactive. You know, I'm not going to say the whole movie because you need to see it, but it was definitely good. And then the ending was great. I think, you know, it ended great with, you know, them, of course, saving themselves to sacrifice themselves, but they don't. They survive. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? They save it. And it's a happy ending towards the end. So now, like I said, we left out some details. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, you have to see the movie.
Yep.
I don't like those reviews where people say the whole movie. Like, you know what I'm saying? Every detail. Then why am I hell? You know what I'm saying? But I think it was really good. But my question to you, baby, what do you really think this movie does for the Marvel Universe? Like, from your experience, what do you think this is doing for the Marvel Universe right now?
Well, I think it's bringing the excitement back, you know, that we know, you know, that we can't wait to go see a Marvel movie. I think it's bringing back the excitement, and that this movie has done that. This movie has tied everything as far as the Disney, you know, the different shows that Disney brought. It kind of tie everything in for us. And it just, you know, it just kind of reignite a nice excitement. Because again, the last, you know, movies from Marvel after Endgame were all bad. And I'm not even going to talk about the X-Men series or anything, the new series and everything. So I think this movie just brought a lot of excitement. A lot of fans were very happy about it.
It definitely, I think what this did was it brought fans back to Marvel. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
I think it was done well. Mm-hmm. Another movie it reminded me of is like the Spider-Man movie. Mm-hmm. It was good, but I think that one was so catered to be a fan.
It was more, yeah,
to fulfill these fans mm-hmm. rather than tell a real story,
right,
in a sense.
Yeah.
But I think this Deadpool movie was done so well.
It was. It was well written.
Where it made sense what they did. Mm-hmm. You know, I've always thought from day one when they started the multiverse that Loki should have been the base mm-hmm. of all of that. Mm-hmm. The show was so good that should have been the base mm-hmm. and everything from there should have been everything around the multiverse should have came from that. Because mm-hmm. if you look at the show Loki, it really was explaining the multiverse. Mm-hmm. It was explaining even the ending, how the multi-tree came. Mm-hmm. And so I think Marvel really should have focused on that. Mm-hmm. I think what Deadpool did was focus on that as the TVA, yep. the multiverse. And
yeah,
stuff like
he just brought it
and
all together
me,
for
it
us.
Made sense. Because I was very disappointed with Marvel after Loki mm-hmm. because I was like, everything should connect to that in a sense. Because
yeah, that's what we thought. That
would have made sense, mm-hmm. you know. But they had all these other things. Mm-hmm. Like, they should at least even references or something in other shows
nothing.
Or movies would have made sense. Mm-hmm. But they didn't do that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And to me, Marvel lost on such a big opportunity. You know, for that. And I know what they're trying to do. Maybe get away from, you know, Jonathan Majors.
The same, yeah. Situation. They're trying to get away from. But
it was a phenomenal show. He's a phenomenal actor. And I feel that, like, they lost. Now, of course, they got Robbie Downey Jr. Mm-hmm. They replaced. Now, instead mm-hmm. of King Dynasty, they're doing, you know, Doomsday and stuff like that. But that's another podcast for another time. But I really think that they missed a huge opportunity with Loki. I think Loki was a phenomenal start. Mm-hmm. It was a phenomenal show. Season 1 and season 2 mm-hmm. was great. And I think they should have pivoted off of it. I think Deadpool was a great thing for them to pivot off of. They used the TVA. You know what I'm saying? TVA was pretty much a backstory to their story, mm-hmm. but it was great. They really used the Void. They used the Goliath. They used a lot of elements from the Loki mm-hmm. show, which was phenomenal. And I think that every Marvel movie after Loki should have done the same thing. Mm-hmm. Not maybe so much the details, but have an explanation of this is this world mm-hmm. and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because now we're in the multiverse.
Yeah. So now, yeah, at least giving the fans, you know, something to look forward to.
Yeah, and really connecting.
But it didn't connect anything.
And it was good. But the Deadpool, I think, and then they teased about the future because mm-hmm. they kept referencing Thor. Because they were shown on the TV.
Yeah,
and they saw Thor crying
and holding Deadpool. He's like, wait a minute, what's going on?
That's it. And the whole thing, he's like, Thor, God Thunder,
right.
why is Thor crying?
Holding me?
Why is Thor crying? Yeah. So I think that's a reference probably to Secret mm-hmm. Wars and stuff like that. I really hope that they really, and they kept making references that they're going to make Hugh Jackman play it
for the rest of his life.
For life, you know. So you know, I really do hope that they make Deadpool and Wolverine common denominators mm-hmm. in moving forward.
Yeah,
I really do, because the Deadpool character, I feel, is a phenomenal character. I feel he is such a unique, great character that him alone mm-hmm. in the Disney now, that could save a lot of shit and tie shit together, mm-hmm. tie shit together. Of course, Wolverine, I'm glad they brought him into this era. Because to be honest, he's a phenomenal Wolverine.
He is. And I did not like how X-Men ended.
Yeah. And I mean, he's a phenomenal shape for his 50s. Oh, my God. Yes. You know what I'm saying? They referenced that a mm-hmm. lot in the movie.
Yep.
So I really think moving forward with the Marvel Universe, I hope they're incorporating these two in future, not just for one movie, but other things.
Yeah.
Start connecting it, because I mm-hmm. think that's what fans have problems yep. with, is that there's too much standalone stuff.
Yeah, you know, we just need it all tie in. You
know, now I know the next movie they got coming out is Captain America.
Mm-hmm. Which looks phenomenal.
It looks really good.
I hope they don't mess up.
We have some tie-in.
Yeah.
I hope they really start tying mm-hmm. things together a little bit more tight. I think phase one was tied in tightly, mm-hmm. where it all made sense from Iron Man to Thor, all that stuff. They tied it in with Endgame, mm-hmm. where every movie
made sense to it.
It's phase two and three.
Start falling apart,
being real, real loose. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know, there's no tie-ins in anything. You know, you have Eternals out there, Moonlight out there. You got all these loose ends going on, which the first two phases tied in perfectly. Mm-hmm. Even the Guardians of the Galaxy was already in space, but they came in for Endgame. You know what I'm saying? So it makes sense. So I'm hope they're doing the same thing now. I hope that Deadpool, I hope they don't make Robbie Downey Jr. the focal point with Doomsday moving forward. I would hope that they somehow close Kane's story, mm-hmm. you know, and just don't disappear because of John and May. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I hope they don't just say, oh, Kane disappeared. No, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, maybe they can do something with it.
Hopefully
when all these things start to die down for Jonathan Majors.
Maybe they're bringing him back in. Because let's be honest, Roddy Johnny Jr. has a sketchy
history as well.
Criminal history.
Yeah, let's
so, you know what I'm saying? So I hope they're able to bring him mm-hmm. back to maybe cameo or do something. Mm-hmm. Because to me, it's a shame for them to totally X him out his career mm-hmm. when you have a person like Robbie Downey mm-hmm. has a sketchy past himself, been in jail, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying?
Right,
been charged with stuff.
Exactly.
Now you're making him the face, but John Mathis. So I hope maybe they're like, we're going to let it die down mm-hmm. and then bring him back as a surprise.
So I
hope that's what they do, because I really do want
to.
He's a great actor, and I hope they tie in the Kane. Because now what they're going to do with that? Mm-hmm. Like now you have a whole show and a movie that was about Kane, and now he disappears. Mm-hmm. Especially at the end credits where you see all the Council of Kane. You got to do something, Marvel. You know, don't shy away from it. To me, personally, I think they should just replace them. They should have had another phenomenal actor to play. I mean, I would have liked it, but I think that, you know, they should have just replaced him.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
it's a great character.
It is. But I do hope, though, they give him another chance.
I really do. I really do.
Because I thought he was the best one for the
character. He was. He was. So but I'm just saying, like you know, keep it going.
No, I know. Keep it going. You know I get it.
It's like with Black Panther. I think they should have replaced him.
Yeah, I get it.
You know what I'm saying? Like we've had 150 Supermans.
Yeah, we did.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I'm not saying to, you know, what's his name? Boswick, was it? Chad, was it a great actor? He was great. You know what I'm saying? But come on, just replace him. Yeah, it's a Marvel movie. You know what I'm saying? Like we could honor him, but replace him. You know what I'm saying? They do that with you know what I'm saying? They replace, what's his name? The general for Captain America. Mm-hmm. They replaced him with Harrison Ford after the guy died. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's what you do. Just, you know, you don't stop things because, you know, it's like in the Black community, for some reason, we get punished. Like, our characters get punished by, oh, we got to end it because they died or whatever, or they're not doing it no more. They punish us. Like our characters, like, we can't see them no more. Like, there's only one person who ever played, that's it. Rather than the white characters, they just replace them.
Yeah, just replace.
You know, I just hope they bring them back, and I hope they do that. But like I said, I think Deadpool and Wolverine is a great start to move forward in the Marvel Universe. And I'm hoping they keep this up. And I don't think people had Marvel fatigue. I think we just had bad writing fatigue.
Well, we had
fatigue.
Really, really bad. And so we didn't want to see any more Marvel movies.
That's what I'm saying.
Movies.
And I think we want to see Marvel movies, but we want to see them done right.
We want to see it.
I could watch a show.
We don't want to see it
I
bad.
I could watch a show. You know, it's like what... I think they didn't learn from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I think Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was a phenomenal show.
That show was fantastic,
though. It was tied into
the
Avengers.
Even
there was a part of... There was S.H.I.E.L.D.
There was a part of the S.H.I.E.L.D. That was in the movie.
Like, because of the movie.
Yeah.
Every time a movie came out, they would tie it in.
They would tie it in with the show.
Then,
it was awesome.
Then it went left. It had nothing to do with the cinema anymore. And that's... To me, they should have learned from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That when you have it tied in, people look forward. Like, I look forward to, after I saw Avengers, the first one, to look at S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Because they had ties into that. So I look forward to that. They were able to introduce new characters and stuff like that. Yep. So to me, that made sense. And then they just went left field, and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. wasn't connected no more. And it was like, what's the point?
Yeah, because then they went really weird with the last few seasons, space, and that had nothing to do with anything.
Exactly, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was like, to me, you know, they should have learned from that. And they're doing the whole mistake again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? With the shows and the random characters and shit like that. And they're not doing it anymore. So hopefully Deadpool will teach the Marvel Universe how to get back to connecting everything. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, there should be a meeting at wherever they have these meetings to say, how does this all tie in together? Like literally, that's what they should be doing, sitting there. Fuck these new scripts and these new actors and these new people and all this other creative woke messages. All like, okay, how is this all tied in to the Marvel Universe? Mm-hmm. How is this tied to this? How is this tied to that? Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, they should really do that. So that's just my two cents.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree. And like I said, the my favorite part of the movie towards the end, after everything, but towards the end, my favorite part was actually, you know, during the end credits, where they actually showed, you know, all the X-Men, you know, couple of snippets from all the X-Men
the
movies. Fantastic Four. Blade. That was really, it brought a lot of nice memories.
Yeah,
back,
you know, to close out the 20th Century Fox and honor what they did.
That was really, really great.
Yeah, and I think they really honored 20th Century Fox what they did. Now, not all the movies were a hit.
No.
But
Electro was not. I don't know why. I love Electro.
But they did. But they really did do something for Marvel. They did really introduce Marvel. They really did, you know, get people interested in what Marvel was bringing. And unfortunately, Marvel wasn't able to. Disney wasn't able to utilize everybody because of Fox, all this other stuff. But now, you know, and Sony with the Spider-Man rights and all this other stuff. But, you know, hopefully now we get a unified universe and we're able to get this right. Because to me, I like connections. I like references. Deadpool did that all for me, and I hope moving forward, Marvel movies are like that. And it doesn't have to be a whole, you know,
thing about connecting. Yeah, not a whole. We just want a cameo. We just need something.
Some references.
Yeah, some reference. Something to tie it all in.
Because, like to me, like, it, for example, and I know I'm going to wrap this up, but, you know, like when they did Hawkeye, right? Hawkeye, they're having a fight at Rockefeller Center in New York.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is Spider-Man?
Where was Spider-Man?
Where was Spider-Man?
It didn't make any sense.
That didn't make no sense.
It didn't make any sense.
You know what I'm saying? Even with Spider-Man, where the hell was Captain America? They're all in New York.
Yeah.
So the thing was, they don't even reference
it. They don't reference
it. Like they could have said in Hawkeye.
Like he's on vacation.
You know, Spider-Man.
Or he's in the alternate universe.
Oh, Spider-Man's busy. I try to call him out where he's at. Or even in Spider-Man, you know what I'm saying? Captain America. Oh, Captain America's out of town right now.
Right, yeah.
You know, some reference to explain why these major events are going on and these superheroes are not showing up.
And it could have been, you know, that's true, because then it'd be like, oh, they're over in this alternate universe, you know,
or they're doing something else or whatever. And it's like, it's ridiculous that and that's where they lose me, because it's like, it just don't make sense. Mm-hmm. How is Spider-Man in New York and Hawkeye,
and
who they know
fight,
there's this big old fights going on,
and
Spider-Man is like chilling
and MIA.
And it wasn't like a 2 second thing. You know what I'm saying? You're telling me that the Statue of Liberty got all this fight going on and Captain America Captain America don't show up.
Yeah.
Hawkeye don't show up. None of the Avengers show up. But these guys were just in space fighting Thanos, but they can't come and help each other out when they were on the same town.
Yeah.
See, that's where, like to me, just make a reference to it. Like, hey, did you call Spider-Man? No, I couldn't. I did, but he didn't pick up his phone. Or, hey, did you call Captain America? I did, but he's over in Asia handling something. You know what I'm saying? And then when the Captain America movie comes, it starts off with him in Asia. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Where that makes sense. Yeah. Like, this is probably the same time where they were doing that. Mm-hmm. So he could have been there.
Yeah.
So now you don't think, like, damn, where they were. No. It explains, and you don't even have to even make a reference to it. You could just start the movie off with him in Asia fighting some guys. And coming back and maybe reading the paper about, hey, I heard a lot went on in New York while I was gone. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. That takes not even a minute or two in the movie, and you tied everything in. Now all the fans are happy because now shit makes sense. You know, like the big celestial that's sticking up in the sky in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Where the hell was any hero? Where was any Iron Man, mm-hmm. Nick Fury's? All that stuff with this celestials coming out the goddamn ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody showed up. It was just these eternal people there, but nobody else showed up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Freaking Sword has a whole damn spaceship in the sky, in space, and they didn't see and did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous. So anyway, that's enough for me, Raven. That's enough. So people, we appreciate you checking us out. Always go to coupleofcritics.com. You can check this podcast and all our other reviews on there. Understand, we don't always review with podcasts. We also have blogs that we do on reviews as well. So just keep going back to see those blogs. Shout out to Becker and her reviews of different shows and concerts. She's always going to a show or concert. So check her out. Follow us on Instagram at Couple of Critics Reviews. Definitely follow us there.
Download the app, Culture Radio.
I mean, you could download the Apple Culture Radio, our own network that we have with 15 stations of all types of music and genres and podcasts. So definitely check that out as well. So we appreciate you. Until next time.
Bye.